Kelly Reinfleisch was Scott Walker's deputy chief of staff when Walker was Milwaukee County executive and running for governor. Reinfleisch is charged with 4 felony counts of misconduct in office for allegedly doing campaign work on county time. Prosecutors say she mainly helped fundraise for Lieutenant Governor candidate Brett Davis, who is now state Medicaid director. Reinfleisch made her initial appearance in Milwaukee County Court. Then her attorney, Frank Gimbel, told reporters he's filed 2 motions to have the case against Reinfleisch dismissed. Gimbel says, for one thing, the current complaint against his client makes reference to immunized testimony Reinfleisch gave during the Capitol caucus scandal in 2002.
The United States Supreme Court has said that if you inappropriately used immunized testimony, it can infect everything that comes thereafter. So we'll see how this plays out.
Gimbel also says the case should be dropped because Reinfleisch didn't live in Milwaukee County when the misconduct allegedly took place. He says Columbia County would have been the appropriate venue. State Democratic Party spokesman Graham Zielinski declined comment on Gimbel's legal efforts. Zielinski says the focus should be on whether Scott Walker knew about Reinfleisch's apparent campaign work.
This is somebody that worked 20 feet from Scott Walker's office, is alleged to have committed serious crimes, part of which was a secret network of computers, or we don't even know. Scott Walker hasn't answered whether he's participated in that network.
Reinfleisch's next scheduled court appearance is March 8th in Milwaukee. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.